I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Figgy, let's hit him big time.
Because it's Friday, you ain't got no job, and you ain't got shit to do.
Houston. Let's get in the loop.
Y'all have great pulse of the city, and I really love listening to your show.
With John Lopez and Landry Locker, you're in the loop on Houston's Sports Leader. Sports Radio 610.
Deshaun screwed Deshaun. That's what we're starting with today on In the Loop, Sports Radio 610. I'm Cody Stutzen for Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig in their normal spots. Deshaun screwed Deshaun, John.
I'm activated, and I'm ready to go.
He's what now?
I'm activated, and I'm ready to go.
Still don't know what you said.
I'm activated.
Okay.
And I'm ready to go.
All right.
Is he saying he's activated?
Yeah, I don't know. I hope he's saying activated.
I hope he's saying activated, too. Josina Anderson, in a series of tweets, clarified something that we talked about yesterday.
Yes, we did.
I was very critical, and I don't know that I'm not still going to be critical, but I was very critical of the NFL and Roger Goodell for not having Deshaun Watson already on the commissioner's exempt list.
Correct.
And I believe it's put the Texans in a bit of an unfair situation, a bit of a weird situation for them to have to deal with, but that's where we are. And with Josina Anderson, who used to be with ESPN, now does some independent reporting and has her own YouTube show and things like that, but still very connected in the NFL, Josina Anderson, in a series of tweets, explained why Deshaun Watson remains in limbo. This is what she had to say on Twitter. As far as the Deshaun Watson case, my understanding based on conversations today is that the league is still in, quote, fact-finding and monitor mode, end quote. An NFL source also made a point that in previous prominent cases involving players put on the exempt list and or that were subject to the conduct policy, league action was accelerated around those seeking to remain with their current team. I'm told given there's league sentiment that Deshaun Watson's situation with the Texans is different in that regard. The scene is that there isn't a need to do anything too early as of now, per source. Now, I'm going to translate it to the way I understood it. And you tell me if I'm wrong.
Yeah.
If Deshaun Watson wanted to play for the Houston Texans, he would already be on the commissioner's exempt list, and the NFL would be finding out a way to punish him if they deemed a punishment necessary and get him playing in the 2021 NFL season. But because he doesn't want to be on the Texans, the NFL is fine giving him the middle finger.
I think that's a little bit of a reach. I'm going to put it a little more succinctly. Wait and see. To me, that's what the NFL is doing. They're in wait and see mode. It's possible. Obviously, you know, your point on this, your interpretation of this is absolutely possible. I think this is as simple as what I've been saying for weeks now. All our listeners, the loopholes, if you listen, you're a loophole, you know this, I've said it. There has never been anyone put on the commissioner's exempt list when a criminal investigation is ongoing. They don't want to be put in that position. They don't want to put the Texans, one of their teams, and their owners, obviously, in that position. So they're saying, basically, hands off. We're going to wait and see. Fact-finding and monitor is how they put it. And then we're gonna rule. And so the reason I interpret it that way is because it makes the most sense to me. It can also be interpreted either really good for the Texans or really bad for the Texans. It depends on from which angle you look at it. Really good? Well, we're going to cost Deshaun some money now. Maybe that's going to, you know, obviously put us in a position of power for him, a leverage, if you will. And if you look at it from another direction, it makes them look really bad. They are going to be peppered every day, mm-hmm. every person, mm-hmm. every coach, Nick Caserio, every player, and they're going to hate it. Asked about Deshaun Watson, he's not here. They're going to be in an awkward position because right over David Culley's shoulder when he has his post-practice, you know, media scrum on the field, there's going to be no Deshaun Watson with the quarterbacks. So, Deshaun Watson is kind of in a bad spot. Does he want to lose that money, $50,000 a day during training camp or not? Texans are in a bad spot because now they're just like, man, this is awkward.
It would behoove the Texans. Let me back that up. I'm using the wrong word. It would benefit the Texans if the NFL put them in the commissioner's exemplars, because then they could just say the NFL's handling it.
Yeah.
And they could back off of it, and they could say the same thing every single time. The NFL is handling it. The NFL is handling it. The NFL is handling it. Without him there, you mentioned it. From Brandon Cooks to Nico Collins, from Charles Amenihu to Roy Lopez, from that undrafted A&M offensive lineman to Titus Howard, Laramie Tunsil, Deshaun Watson will be a topic of conversation for those guys.
Yeah.
And you may get varying levels of answers from different guys. Some guys may not want to talk about it, may not care. Hey, we're worried about the 88 guys that are here. We're not worried about the one guy that's not. But some guys may have something to say. Yeah, I kind of wish he was here. Oh, no, you know, hey, I support him. Hey, I hope the best for him. I want him to be happy.
Yeah.
You know, which is a sentiment that J.J. Watt expressed. I want Deshaun Watson to be happy. Okay? You brought up the money. You brought up the training camp thing. And it's $50,000 a day if he no-shows.
Yeah.
Can't be forgiven.
Yeah, and by an agreement from the Players Association.
Correct. By agreement from the Players Association, can't be forgiven. And I think there's a couple of other things, like he doesn't get an accrued year. That doesn't matter a ton. I mean, I guess from like a pension thing long term.
He's going to play more than 4 years.
Yeah. You know, so like maybe if he doesn't play this season, I think you can play in two games and still get the accrued year, yada, yada. But it's $50,000 a day.
Yeah.
And you got about 30 days of training camp.
Yeah.
I'm no math whiz, but Deshaun Watson probably doesn't want to lose that money.
That's real money.
So that's where he doesn't want to be here. He doesn't want to play for the Texans. That's where it really gets tested.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you're Deshaun Watson and you want the $50,000 a day, you got to show up.
Yeah.
And you got to show up. And you got to actually do stuff, because in the CBA, it notes that players cannot withhold their services.
Mm-hmm.
I went and looked at this because I was trying to figure out like exactly what you can do with the $50,000 and the fines and stuff like that. Because there was talk last year of Dalvin Cook doing a hold in where he would show up and then not do anything.
Mm-hmm.
You can't do that either. Now, if the Houston Texans want to say show up and then go home, we'll pay you. As long as, you know, the NFL is not going to put you on the exempt list, we'll pay you. But we don't want you out here, one, because we don't want an asset that we're eventually going to get rid of to get hurt. And two, you're not going to play for us in 2021.
Yeah.
So it doesn't behoove us to give you any reps, any snaps, any time with this team, because you're not going to be a part of it. If the Texans want to do that, they certainly can. But I would prefer the NFL to handle this for the Texans. I do. The Texans did not screw up all of the Deshaun Watson situation right now. If Deshaun Watson had been a man of character like we thought he was, and he didn't have these 20 or so allegations and all these other things off the field, he wouldn't even be here. We'd be worried about him getting ready in Miami or Denver or whatever. He wouldn't even be here. So now, did the Texans force him to want out? Yeah, sure. And some people would say they should have to pay a penance for that. I think that if the NFL could just step in and handle this for the Texans, that should be what happens.
It's not.
But what Josina Anderson said, that because Deshaun Watson doesn't want to be there, the NFL's in no hurry.
Yeah.
It's put everything in limbo and, as you said, wait and see mode.
Here's where it gets even more awkward, and it's a true nobody's talking about. Suppose Deshaun Watson says, well, I want my $50,000. I guess I'll show up. Who was that Broncos receiver that was slapping the ball in camp? Remember who they were throwing the ball and he'd slap it down, whatever.
Was that Brandon Marshall?
Brandon Marshall. Yeah, it was Brandon Marshall. He's not going to do that, I don't think. I think he's going to say, yeah, okay, I'll go through the motions. But here's where it gets awkward, even more so. Where are you going to run him? Where is he going to get his reps? You can't run him with the first team. You're trading him.
Correct.
You're hurting your own team if you do that. Are you going to run him as a fourth string quarterback getting two snaps a day? And then all of a sudden everybody's going to be saying, all right, your starting quarterback got two reps today. Because we watch practice. We'll be there. And so it gets very, very awkward that way.
I have a follow-up point to what you just mentioned.
Yeah.
If he shows up, who decides how much he plays?
Right.
Or who makes the decision? Because if I'm David Culley, I would kick down Nick Caserio's door and be like, let's play him. Let's play him until he's not here anymore. Let's play him until there's no, until there's a commissioner's exemplist or there's a suspension or somebody else, you know, wants to trade for him or anything like that. Let's play him.
Mm-hmm.
And if I was one of the 89 other guys in camp, I'd want four back there.
Mm-hmm.
Well, maybe there's three guys that wouldn't want.
And
four
what are
back
you? Yeah, what are you telling the rest of the team?
Yeah, there's 86 guys that probably want four back there.
Mm-hmm.
Tyrod Taylor, Davis Mills, and Jeff Driskel don't. Okay, but all you get into a weird position if you get him out there because he doesn't want to be here. But he's
going to get traded. You're hurting your own team.
He's there for just the money.
You're alienating players in the locker room. Like, okay, you know, Deshaun's here.
You've been around the NFL,
yeah,
for many years. I've been around these players. Talked to people in the league. They do not want to feel like you're wasting their time.
Yeah,
that's
absolutely.
That's been one of the biggest conversations, the NFLPA and these guys not wanting to practice as much. They feel like they've been wasting time.
Mm-hmm.
NFL players do not want you to waste their time. Deshaun Watson showing up to get his 50K and actually taking snaps and actually participating in practice is wasting a lot of people's time.
And then the politics involved behind the scenes, like he's getting dressed, suited up in the locker room. I mean, guys are just like, what's going on here, man? What's happening?
And then with guys knowing that he's not going to be in the locker room,
yeah,
you probably got some guys firing some jokes over his way,
mm-hmm,
that you probably wouldn't usually joke with the franchise quarterback. You probably got some guys that don't want to associate with him that previously did associate with him. I mean, if you're friends with Deshaun Watson, it's tough for you to invite Deshaun Watson over to dinner with your wife and her friends.
Right.
If they've read the news, they probably feel some type of way about
Deshaun
Watson.
Do you
give
him a playbook?
Great question.
You have to.
Do they have a playbook right now?
Well, it's on an app or whatever. But all right. And then here's the other option. Just the old gentleman's agreement. Kind of like had the SEC had with A&M, which we'll get to. The old gentleman's agreement. Of, look, we'll pay you, just stay at home. That's on the table as well, and probably the easiest out for everyone. Not, I mean, still awkward, you know. Well, wait a minute, Deshaun showed up, you know, but he's not here. What's going on?
You may have some guys in the locker room say he showed up. Why isn't he out here?
Yeah, exactly.
It's a weird precedent to start with a whole new regime.
Yeah,
it's because what if Laremy Tunsil comes in next year and says, you know what, I kind of want a new contract, or I want to get traded. And then, I mean, do you treat him the same way next year?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you set a weird precedent if you just let him show up and then tell him to go home.
Yeah.
It's
have that agreement.
It's a very weird situation. The NFL can solve a lot of the Texans' problems. If they don't, from Jacina Anderson's tweet, because Deshaun Watson doesn't want to be there, it doesn't sound like the NFL is going to handle it for the Texans. So come Wednesday, they'll have to handle it for themselves at Camp Caserio. Speaking of handling it for themselves, how would you handle the opportunity at, almost $14 million.
Mm-hmm.
How would you handle that opportunity if you just needed to do one little thing?
Yep.
That's next in the Loop, Sports Radio 610.
Live from the Twin Peaks studios, Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Landry Locker.
Landry Locker still out. Cody Suits in for him. John and Figgy in their normal spots. John wanted to know what I would do for about $14 million.
Yes, sir.
$13.75 million to be exact, I suppose. And I really think the list is shorter if we say, what wouldn't I do?
Right. Well, I gave you some examples. And loopholes, ask yourself this. And then we'll get to the point of this conversation.
Okay.
What would you do for $13.75 million?
Whew.
I have a bag, a big bag. With $13.75 million in it. This is a serious question. And you answer as I ask these three questions.
Okay.
Would you jump off a two-story building?
Yeah. I've seen enough action movies that
I know. Tuck and roll, baby.
That I believe I could roll.
So you would jump off a two-story building for $13.75 million?
Yes. Yes, I would. Because
I got to be honest, I think I would too.
There's a great chance I'm seriously injured.
Yeah.
Like I know that.
Well, ankles are gone.
But they called him the $6 million man. Okay. If I had to be the $6 million man,
I mean, there is inflation.
I'd still have $6 million plus to spend.
Yes, this is true. This is
yeah.
True.
So yeah, I'm right, jumping so, off so, the two-story building.
So that's a yes. Would you ride a bull at the Houston Rodeo with no rodeo clowns around? In other words, you're going to be probably bucked off in about a second. The bull's going to be, you know, have that rope tied around his boys, and he's going to be angry, and he's going to be coming at you very quickly. Would you ride a bull at the Houston Rodeo with...
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
No rodeo clowns around.
I desperately want to ride a bull before the good Lord takes me off this earth. I desperately do.
No, you don't.
I really do. But with no rodeo clowns, this gets very dicey.
It gets pretty interesting.
Because we've all been to the rodeo and seen.
We've seen what they
sometimes
do.
Sometimes they buck them off, and then the bull just keeps going.
Yeah.
And they pay no attention to the man on the ground.
Sometimes they're angry.
And sometimes they're angry.
And they have horns.
Here's my concern.
Mm-hmm.
When I go off, I'm immediately losing all the air in my lungs.
Are you conscious?
If I'm still awake,
yeah.
I'm immediately losing all the air in my lungs, and I'm doing that that wheeze that you get.
Where you think you're dying. Yeah,
yeah where yeah. You don't have any air in your body, okay? Yeah. And then it's going to take me like 20-ish, 30-ish seconds to like get up and start moving.
And he's coming at you.
And then I'm not out-moving the bull. Like the bull's faster than I am, okay?
Big man fall hard.
But I'll just take the chance that bull's not tied too tight and he just wants to kind of jump around away from me.
Right, it's a big arena.
$14 million, come on, let's give it a try.
So that's two yeses. Would you swim across a 25-meter pool that has five sharks swimming in it? Five, like, let's say, six-foot sharks. Let's say 6 foot. So that's a no from Figgy.
Six-foot sharks?
Six-foot sharks.
They're long as me?
Yeah, five of them. In a 25-meter pool, you got to go from one end to the other. Would you do that?
Is it a really clear pool?
Oh, yeah.
Why are you asking these questions, man?
I should better know. There's a point at the end. There's a point where I'm going to make.
I don't think I'd do the sharks. I look like the stuff they eat.
Hey, it's a seal.
No, it's a chance you can really die.
Yeah, yeah. Five sharks in a pool feels more dangerous than a bull in a big arena.
Or a two-story building.
Or a two-story building. I'm out on the sharks.
You're out on the sharks.
Again, I look like the stuff that they eat, so I'm out.
Okay. So that's two yeses and a no. Correct. I got one more.
Okay.
Would you take a tiny little shot that has been approved by the FDA, is 95% effective against COVID, and is backed by the world's leading scientists and recommended by the Center for Disease Control?
I've already done that, so can I have my $14 million, please?
Get that for free.
I'll give you the routing number, and you can just go ahead and put it in my bank account.
So this is my point.
In fact, I got two of them.
Yeah, exactly. You better. This is my point. We're not going to go about politics. Blah, 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 blah. No. I'm just saying, D-Hop, come on. You know, he's no longer living in the real world. It's not about, you know, I mean, let me give you another example. Just people in the real world who have to do their jobs and bring home a check, living either check to check or on a very, you know, legitimate budget, myself included. The only way, and I did it anyway, but I know there are people in the media who maybe didn't want to take the vaccines. The only way I can watch an NFL training camp, there is no other option, and have full access, is if I'm vaccinated twice. It's not just players, guys. It's regular old hacks like us. I can't step foot into that facility.
Hey, speak for yourself. I'm a super hack.
I can't step into that facility, and so can neither can people who were maybe, you know, against the vaccine for whatever reason. It's fine. Right. Again, I'm not being political. You can do whatever you want. I'm not going to pass judgment. But if because of my job, the only way I can watch a Texans practice and report to our listeners everything that we know and see is to get two vaccines, I did it. I mean, I did it voluntarily way before, but I'm saying
people
are going to do it because it's part of your job.
DeAndre Hopkins yesterday, in a since deleted tweet, in response to the NFL's restrictions that they will implement on non-vaccinated players, Hopkins had this to say. Never thought I would say this, but being in a position to hurt my team because I don't want to partake in the vaccine is making me question my future in the NFL. Hopkins deleted that tweet, later tweeted the word freedom, ? And then later after that tweeted, 9 more years left in me.
Look.
Make a team better. T-E-A-M.
D-Hop, you do what you want. You can choose whatever you want, but it is a choice. And if you don't know, this is as a result of the NFL announcing during our show yesterday, we hit the breaking news sounder, announcing during our show yesterday that any non-vaccinated players who cause a team to not be able to play.
Right, cause an outbreak and the team can't play.
That team will forfeit the game. Again.
And not only forfeit the game, but nobody involved in the game gets paid.
Yes, exactly. So my point is this. Whatever side you want to take on yes vaccine or no vaccine, if it's your job, you have the choice to not do it, but you also will feel the effects.
I will say.
And consequences.
I think there are two points that I really want to make out of this. One, the NFL has not said you have to be vaccinated.
Yes.
That has never been a point made by the National Football League. Now, have they incentivized vaccination?
Yeah.
Absolutely they have. And have they punished the potential effects of a unvaccinated player? Have they put those punishments in place? They certainly have. But the NFL has not told any of these players they have to be vaccinated. They just have told them these are the consequences if your actions lead to what is a worst case work scenario. I don't want to say worst case scenario because worst case scenario would be death, but worst case work scenario. This is what you have to deal with. So I think that's my first big point is the NFL did not say you have to be vaccinated.
Right.
They just incentivized vaccination.
100%.
The second thing that I want to say is, if you are an unvaccinated player, you just have to follow some of the same rules that occurred last year to limit the chances that you would be the guy that is going to have your team miss a game, take a loss in the playoff seeding, and have the other team miss a paycheck. It's certainly your choice.
Mm-hmm.
The incentive for vaccination is there in a public sphere, which is resistance to COVID. It's not a cure. Nobody's ever said it's a cure. And I saw Jalen Ramsey tweet about, well, what if a vaccinated player tests positive? Well, Jalen, his punishments are less.
Yeah.
And it's less likely that he's causing an outbreak. That's the thing is, most of these players reacted to the worst case scenario.
Mm-hmm.
The most likely scenario, the most likely occurring scenario, is if unvaccinated DeAndre Hopkins tests positive, he misses 10 days. That is the most likely scenario.
Yeah.
Because if a lot of his teammates are vaccinated, they're likely not going to test positive. And
as a result of that.
Mm-hmm. And if he follows protocols, he likely will not infect other unvaccinated people in the organization.
Mm-hmm.
It's
not hard.
It's not.
And I've seen people trying to overthink this, talking about, well, they're really not giving him a choice. That's a lot of money on the line, and he's going to be, owes his teammates. He's going to feel, you know, an obligation. That's the word I was looking for, toward his teammates. No, it's really a choice. It is a choice. All these people that have to get vaccinated just to cover practices and certainly don't make $13.75 million a year.
I thought you got an extension.
Well, no, working on it. And all these people that don't make that kind of money, they had the choice too. There may well be, I don't know, there may well be some guys that were like, no, I don't want to take the vaccination. And their boss told them, guess what? You're not going then. This guy is going. It's a choice.
Sure. Where,
and they have teammates. I've got teammates.
Yep.
Clint, Sean, everybody knows my teammates here. I could have said, and again, just for clarity's sake, I took mine both in March. But but let's say, you know, I was vacillating here, you know. My choice is to be, look, no offense, guys. My personal choice is I'm not going to take the vaccination. Well, I don't think my teammates would say, well, you suck then. Right. You're not a good teammate. No, right. I think same in the NFL.
I do really, the Bills got in a little bit of trouble for this way back. A couple months ago. I really, really do not want some fringe player to lose his opportunity. Not even his job, his opportunity,
because
he didn't want to get vaccinated. That I understand why an NFL team may think about that.
Yeah.
I don't want that to happen for that player, and I don't want that to happen for the bleep storm that it would cause across the whole conversation for the National Football League.
Yeah, I agree.
John, the Big 12,
It's
all over but the crying.
Yep.
And Lopez has the perfect way to sum it up. That's next in the Loop Sports Radio 610.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We're making the stories from outside the loop matter to you.
This is Localize It, presented by Westside Lexus. You're in the loop on Houston's sports leader. Sports Radio 610.
It's all over but the crying. Some misery that we can revel in here in a few.
You say Missouri?
No, they're pretty happy right now. They're pretty happy right now. But we'll get to all that here in just a few. Cody Suits in for Landry Locker, John Lopez, and Figgy Fig in their normal spots here in the loop. Sports Radio 610. John, you were you knew before a lot of people about Oklahoma,
yeah,
and Texas and the exit from the Big 12, the hoped exit from the Big 12 to the SEC.
Mm-hmm.
Kirk Bowles, who's, I mean, he's covered
45 years. He's been in the game longer than I have.
Kirk Bowles this morning
on one beat, basically. He's a columnist, but on one beat,
tweets out that OU and Texas have been working on this for up to 6 months.
Yeah.
Mind you, we learned about this 2 days ago. OU and Texas have been backroom dealing for 6 months with the SEC, and that this basically is a done deal. It will soon be a request from the Sooners and the Longhorns to leave the Big 12. It's all over but the crying, John.
Well, crying and jumping ship like crazy, which we'll get to.
Yes, we'll get to that in just a few.
2 days ago, I told the story yesterday. We're all sitting here minding our own business.
Yep.
Putting on a little radio program, as Mike Meltzer likes to put it.
I had dinner with him last night.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Was it fair?
It was fair.
It was fair?
Legitimately?
Fair.
I recommended
the most underappreciated, excellent athlete in this city right now.
I recommended a sandwich to Michael for dinner.
And he said?
He got the sandwich.
Mm-hmm.
As we're walking out, I said, how'd you like the sandwich? It was fair.
We need to appreciate this man more.
So on brand.
So we're sitting here minding our own business. College football is sitting there minding its own business. They're having little media days. Everybody's happy. Looking forward to looking at schedules.
The buzz is just getting going.
Right.
It's akin to starting your vehicle and letting it cool off.
It's like, wow, here we go. We're going to have real fans. Going to be real college football. What does Jimbo say? What does Nick Saban say? What does Mike Leach say? Just minding our own.
Lane train.
2 days ago, 2 days, complete chaos breaks out.
I know. Isn't it great?
Complete chaos.
Ain't it great?
It's awesome. And to the point that within those 2 days, it goes from me getting a phone call at 11:51 on Wednesday, finding out, I read the text yesterday, Texas and Oklahoma to the SEC. This is the text. It's gaining momentum. Call me. From that moment, Texas and OU are gone. The Big 12 is a debacle and crumbling and sinking like the Titanic, and people are jumping at life rafts. And now the entire college football world is upside down, and that is not an exaggeration.
No, it's not. 40 hours.
40 hours.
It took 40 hours.
Yeah.
For the Big 12 to fall apart,
mm-hmm.
the SEC to become college football's daddy.
Yeah.
Even more so.
To run college football.
To run college football.
Yeah.
And then it's really probably started the wheels of change for the ACC, the Big Ten, the Pac-12.
Pac-12 is scrambling.
As well as, if I'm the AAC,
mm-hmm.
am I going to lose some teams in this? Or are some of my teams going to bolt for something bigger?
U of H is happy.
Yeah, if I'm...
Memphis is thrilled.
Yeah, Memphis, you know, Baylor's got to be a little nervous.
Boise's
maybe thinking, hey, let's join a conference.
Yeah.
BYU's like, we can't play on Sunday, so no conference for us. Everyone's like, we didn't want you anyway. You don't even drink on Saturdays. It's just chaos, man. I kind of like it.
Oh, I love
it. I mean, Texas Tech's about to be the Mountain West Conference champions every year, but, you know. But
again, I'm really looking forward to that 9:30 Texas Tech game. That's like at the end of the day. Like if I go to the game in College Station, I'm back home by then. I will have watched a bunch of games. If I don't go, I'm watching college football all day. You still got a little bit of that buzz working, you know?
Bubba, it gets even better.
You sit in your recliner.
You know who's in the Mountain West?
Who?
The Rainbow Warriors.
Yeah.
Not only could we get the 9:30 starts on a regular basis, we may get that midnight start out in Hawaii. Hawaii.
So that's where we are in college football. It's happening. It seems to be happening. I trust Kirk Bowles immensely.
Yes.
I trust my source immensely. Like I said, 11:51 Wednesday, he says, gaining momentum, Texas and Oklahoma to the SEC.
Not to mention last night there's a meeting. Yeah. Amongst the Big 12?
Yeah, what happened in that?
There was only eight teams, eight schools that showed up.
Who didn't show up?
I'll give you a guess. I'll give you two guesses. The first one don't count. It was UT and OU.
Yeah.
They said, thanks, no thanks.
Yeah, it's crazy. And there's some Hail Marys out there. What about the governor? Governor went to UT. That doesn't mean a whole lot because the last governor went to A&M, and they had to jump through a bunch of political hurdles to get to the SEC.
So there's two likely scenarios.
Mm-hmm.
There's a less likely and a more likely. Less likely is 2025, this thing happens, they can't stop it. Because that's when the grant of rights expires.
Yeah.
Okay? More likely scenario is the Big 12 can approach UT and OU and say, look, you want out? That's fine. Write a check.
Yeah.
Write a big check. Because Maryland had to write a big check to the ACC to leave the ACC for the Big Ten.
Mm-hmm.
Initially, it was $50 million. Maryland sued, got it down to $30 million, but they still had to write a check. Louisville had to write a check to leave the Big East.
Yep.
They also gave, I was reading about it last night, because you got to refresh your memory, so long ago.
Yeah.
Louisville gave 29-month notice that they were leaving the conference because the conference had a rule that if you gave notice greater than 27 months, your payment was less.
Oh, really?
Yes, it's so great. So ultimately, what the burnt orange will do and mm-hmm. what the crimson and cream will do is they'll write a very large check
mm-hmm.
that will get distributed to those eight schools on the way out the door as the Big 12 falls apart because the rats are already jumping off the Titanic.
Yeah.
I was talking to you a moment ago. There's rumors Kansas is going to talk to the Big Ten.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Kansas sucks at football, but they're an elite basketball
school. Pretty good basketball squad.
Big Ten loves them some basketball.
Yep.
So,
look, there is no way in hell that Texas and Oklahoma are going to be a lame duck in the Big 12 for 3 years, 4 years.
No way.
No way. 0% chance. If you don't know the contract, it's TV rights and other stuff. It's basically tied to the Big 12 through 2025, until 2025.
Right.
No way that happens.
2025 football or fall season would be the first time they could be in the SEC if they just play it out.
You're not going to be a lame duck that long. It's kind of a mistake. Is it Bowlesby, the Big 12 commissioner?
Bob Bowlesby, yeah.
What he should have said in that meeting where Texas and Oklahoma were not is tell every chancellor, every president, every athletic director, don't do anything. Don't look, play footsie. You can do it on the DL, but don't let anything get out about you looking at another conference because it kind of opens the door. Like, hey, Kansas is gone? Okay, well, cool. Then we're gone, too.
Yeah.
You know? And they kind of break the seal. You know, make this thing play out for Texas and Oklahoma if you want to keep them. But, of course, they're not. I mean, they're gone.
They're gone.
And so there's no way it's gonna last that long. So then it becomes, how big a check is this? I saw somewhere $150 million.
That feels light. I'm going to be honest with you. That feels light. Because think about this. The conference is literally going away because these two schools are leaving.
Right.
So it feels a little light. But at the same time, you scratch out $150 million to eight different schools.
Yeah.
That's a huge payment. That's a lot of money for those schools.
Yeah. Well, I think it's going to be split among those schools. But it's like each
school
pays
$150
million to get out. They're going to play the Big 12 this year. They'll be lame duck this year. I mean, obviously too late to change anything.
It's almost $20 million bucks a school.
Yeah. So, but that's a big check to write, man.
It's a real big check. And you still get the regular old TV rights for whatever 2021's going to bring you.
Right, exactly. You get
was like $36 million last year. Yeah. So if you're telling these eight schools that are going to have to find a new conference, hey, you're basically getting a one last payment of $56 million.
They're like, all right, I guess we'll find a way.
I think they can figure out how to spend it up in Ames, Iowa, okay?
But the other thing is they just completely jacked the Big 12. So there were reports, you said 6 months from Kirk Bowles. Some people said that Greg Sankey, the SEC, I've seen this on a couple of stories, the SEC commissioner and the Longhorns, whoever the representative was, whether it was chancellor or president, started kind of
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.
Voting this idea a year ago.
Oh, they started texting?
Yeah, they started texting like a year ago.
Started kind of getting, you know, like, hey.
You up?
If
you
if
yo SEC you
let's
up?
Let's play pretend.
Yeah.
If I wasn't with the Big 12, what would we do?
Yeah, yeah. Would there be any interest? So they're just completely.
Greg Sankey rolls over in the middle of the night. Yeah. His wife's like, "Well, who is it? It's Texas." What'd they say? What are you wearing? I thought you had the best analogy ever for what's the Big 12 is right now with UT and OU leaving.
Yes. Okay. So what's it like for the Big 12?
I was thinking about it all this morning. I was at the gym. I was on the stairmaster. I couldn't figure it out. I thought about like a divorce scenario or this or that. I couldn't figure it out. Lay it out for me.
This is the real world equivalent to what the Big 12 is with Texas and OU. This is that mall where you have on one end Macy's and on the other end Nordstrom's, and they both close. All those little pop-up, mom and pop, small businesses in the middle. You know, the little dude that with the kiosk that sells the little flying plastic airplane or whatever the heck that thing is. That's like Baylor,
know,
the dude with the sunglass hut. You know, that's Iowa State. They're like, where are we going to get customers? What are we going to do? You know, I guess you know Texas Tech is Visible Changes.
No, hold on. Texas Tech is Spencer's.
Texas Tech is definitely Spencer's. Texas Tech is definitely Spencer's. Yeah, you're Kansas or
Kansas is Visible Changes.
Visible Changes.
Yeah. There is some usefulness to going to Visible Changes. You get a wash and a cut. You
but
know?
They're
going to
go out of business with no Nordstrom's.
Exactly.
And,
that's a good point.
And no
it's
Macy's
really good. It's really
on
good.
The other side.
That is fun. That is fun. You want to have some fun at, I mean, we're, look, I'm a part of it. I'm a part, my school, Texas Tech, is a part of it. So you got to laugh to keep from crying.
Good news, bad news for Texas.
Go for it.
The good news is they don't have to play Maryland anymore.
Oh, Jesus. Bad news?
So the good news is they don't have to play Maryland anymore.
That's very mean. Tom Herman's gone.
Yeah. The bad news is they're going to the SEC.
Yeah.
But it's really going to be profitable for them, man. It's
what? Order a bunch of pizzas.
Halftime of the Maryland game. Yeah. Or the rain delay.
That's right. That's right.
Tom, should we really be giving them a bunch of pizza? Sure.
Longhorn Nation, we're back.
For a guy that used to measure the urine color of the players, giving them pizza in a rain delay, probably not a great idea.
Not a great idea.
Not a great idea.
Before you go on, I have a very serious question.
Okay.
You are a proud Texas Tech alum.
Yes.
Let's get serious for a second.
Okay.
Seriously, how do you feel about this? I mean, what do you think about this as, and if you're a Big 12 member institution, give us a call or give us a text, 713-572-4610. I'm just going to be honest. I'm not trying to get dramatic. I would be devastated.
It is a very scary scenario because when it was rumored last time, you kind of tethered to the big dogs.
Yeah.
There's no tether anymore.
Yeah.
And let's be clear. Lubbock ain't some huge media market that people are dying to have added to the situation. So, yeah, it has got to be very scary for a lot of the Big 12 teams. It's not nearly as exciting as it is for maybe a Cincinnati, maybe a UH. If they end up in the Pac-12, I guess I'll learn how to surf.
Yeah.
I feel like everybody in the Pac-12 knows how to surf.
Yeah.
If they end up in the Mountain West, they're going to hang a lot of Mountain West banners.
Yeah.
I mean, they've been pretty good at basketball. They can run through the Mountain West in basketball.
They got a couple good squads, but that's about it.
I mean, and then football, I mean, Wyoming, come on.
Yeah.
I mean,
man, watch what you wish for.
That's true. That's true. The head coach is a buffoon.
How
right
do you think
now.
Okie State's going to play in the Pac-12?
Oh, boy. I hope, you know, Pac-12. Hand to God, I hope the Pac-12 bans those stupid paddles that they have.
Yeah, exactly.
It's the worst thing in college football.
Yeah.
I don't care. If you told me Okie State gets the paddles taken away, or kids can make money off of their name, image, and likeness, yeah. I'd have taken the paddles away. So much I hate those. Those tradition-stealing suck bags. God. Yeah, I'm excited for the Mountain West Championship. The Texas Tech's going to win in pretty much everything.
But again, we'll kind of circle back to the very, very first point. The Pac-12 right now is lost. They're scrambling. The Big Ten is lost and scrambling. Yep. ACC is probably the second best conference behind the SEC.
Yep.
They're like, what do we do?
Does West Virginia want to come in here? Do we want to add that? Get the backyard brawl back together?
Yeah.
Maybe? I don't know.
It's crazy.
Well, if you're a Texas fan, if you're an OU fan, if you're an Aggie, you're probably enjoying some of the misery of the Big 12. Let's enjoy some misery of the Astros' most recent foes. Let's do that next here in the Loop, Sports Radio 610.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.